Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started a new chapter, the chapter on the manner of offering salam. Manner of offering salam. This is one of the beauties of Islam, is everything is shown to us, and not just shown to us, the etiquettes also are shown to us. What words to use are shown to us, how it should be used, and what manner it should be used. So today we do another etiquette also that's shown to us in salam. An important etiquette that is used all the time, but we sometimes don't understand how to apply this etiquette with regards to salam. This is the etiquette where someone comes and gives us the salam of a third person. So somebody comes and say, for example, Yusuf comes to me and say that Muhammad has sent salams for me. Now what should I be saying at that time? Because it's not exactly Yusuf salam to me, it's Muhammad salam. Yusuf is just the messenger. But what words should I be using now to reply to Muhammad salam that has come to me? So this is just one etiquette. Imagine the beauty of Islam. That firstly we have thought about salam, that Allah Ta'ala had initiated salam, told Adam alayhi salam to make salam to the malaika, the reply had come from the malaika, the salam had come down, and now it's generations upon generations and it's come to us. But not only just the words of salam also, but even the etiquette, the style, the beauty of this greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So today's hadith got to do with the etiquette of a third party sending salam with someone to us, how we should be replying. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala li rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadha jibreel yaqra'u alayki salam, qalat qultu wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, muttafaqun alayhi. Hakadha waqa fi ba'd riwayat sahihin wa barakatuh wa fi ba'dha بحذفها وزيادة الثقة مقبولة. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, this is Jibreel alayhi salam conveying salam to you. I replied, and upon him be peace and the mercy and blessings of Allah Ta'ala. So the first part of the hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that Jibreel alayhi salam is conveying salam to you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving the salam. Who was the third party? Jibreel alayhi salam sending salam for who? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This shows the high maqam and the high status of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. That imagine Jibreel alayhi salam is sending salam for. She was no ordinary woman, a very, very great, highly respected woman, our Mubarak mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her that Jibreel alayhi salam is sending salam for you. Now, look at the reply that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha gave. She said, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And upon him be salam and the rahmat, the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. Ulama explain few masail from this. One is that when a person is reading a letter of someone else, someone has written a letter. Here now is direct from someone has written a letter, the postmaster has brought the letter and given it to us, it has come via email, whatever, but an email, some text message has come with a salam of someone. So here there's two ways of replying. One is a person, he verbally replies to the salam, wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is now sufficient. He doesn't need to type it out. He doesn't need to say wa alaykum as-salam because he already said it verbally. That is sufficient. He doesn't need to send a mail back with the reply to the salam. So that is sufficient. Or the other way is a person can actually write it down. Write it down and send the salam back to the person that has given him salam. So this we understand. Another masla is that it is permissible for a strange man to send salam to a pious woman via her mahram, if there is no fear of evil exists between them. Yeah, in our time and age, this is very hard, but where there is an old woman, for example, some aunt of ours, or there is a person whose mother is very old and elderly, and now a person says, please give your mother my salams, there is no chance of any fitna. But where there is young people involved, or there is chance that there is some type of fitna, then we don't even make salam to a female. Firstly, we don't make any salam to that female, because there is a chance of fitna. Or there is a chance that some type of mischief may come up in the future, some type of fitna. So therefore we cut it off. Islam cuts it off from the root. We make salam to men or to our mahrams. Yes, if there's an old lady and now we're going to visit the old woman, even if she's not a mahram, but she's old now, there's no chance of any fitna. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib explains it such, is that even if a person has got anything in his heart, when he sees that old lady, everything just goes away. You see, that type of lady you can make salam, there's no harm, there's no chance of getting any type of fitna. So there you can make salam to an old woman, it's also good, it's nice, out of respect, you make salam. So this is another masla. Yeah, it was coming from Jibreel alayhi salam, he was an angel, there was no chance of any fitna. It was coming to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, so therefore she replied. Another masla that comes out of this, ulama explain, is that the person that has given salam to us, he has sent salam. You gave example, Yusuf had told me that Muhammad has given salam for me. So ulama explained that when replying, now how do you reply? These are the words. First you can say to the messenger was Yusuf, you can say, wa alaykum, and salam be to you also. O messenger, you have come to me, salam be to you, wa alayhis salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So you can start with the messenger if you want. Some ulama say start with him because he has brought the message. So start with him, say wa alaykum, and then use his word wa alayhis salam. Alayhis salam means, be upon the person that sent the salam to me, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that's one way of saying it. The other way is start with that person that has sent the salam. He has initiated that salam. So some ulama say, better to start with him. So you say wa alayhi, upon that person, wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and upon you, O messenger that has brought the salam, may Allah Ta'ala's choicest rahmat and barakat be upon you also. So how a person is replying, he's saying wa alayhi, wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is how you reply. And this is the beauty of Islam, that even the messenger also is getting cash, so to speak, cashing in as far as the salam is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to make the salam as frequent. Make salam frequent. Afshu salam abeenakum. Make it something common amongst you. So even the man that is bringing the salam is also taking the du'as from the person that is replying to the salam. How beautiful and how nice. Now look at this compared to any other culture, any other religion, any other. Have they got anything as far as the greeting is concerned to such an extent that what words you must say even to the messenger that has brought salam? We have been taught in our Shariat. This is what you call a very, very rich Shariat, a very rich deen. Everything is shown to us. Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.